Today's episode of the Talk Nats podcast is brought to you by Manscaped. It doesn't matter if you're shaving your lower deck or upper deck, Manscaped has got what you need. And when you use my special promo code NATS at manscaped.com, you can take 20% off plus free shipping at manscaped.com. That's 20% off plus free shipping with the promo code NATS at manscaped.com. The Nationals are looking to rebound after a disappointing series against the Chicago White Sox. One of the worst in Major League Baseball, do they have what it takes to take down the Phils? And is there buyer's remorse with K-Bert Ruiz? I'll discuss next on this edition of the Talk Nats podcast.
Keep it right here.
Hello and welcome in to this edition of the Talk Nats podcast, part of the Believe Podcast Network. I am so glad you decided to join me today. As always, this podcast is free and available on all the major platforms. My name is Dan Holman. You can find me on Twitter. It's at DanCaps218. You can find the show on Twitter. It's at TalkNats. And the mission statement of this show is to give you all your Nationals news in about 15 minutes or less. Listen, life is busy. That is why you need the Talk Nats podcast. Subscribe or follow wherever you find your podcasts. So in this edition, we talk about the Nationals and how they struggled against the Chicago White Sox. Yes, the White Sox. When I watched the games, I couldn't tell if they were having batting practice or if there was an actual game going on, as there was virtually no one at the park. And in yet, the Nationals found a way to lose lost games. It wasn't their finest hour. I think I'm going to go ahead and say that. And then, is there a possibility that there is buyer's remorse when it comes to K-Bert Ruiz? But just to get it going here, talking about the Nats, the Washington Nationals faced a tough 2-0 loss in their recent game against the White Sox, marking their second consecutive series loss. Despite numerous opportunities to score, the Nationals struggled to convert, going 0-for-9 with runners in scoring position. Manager Davey Martinez acknowledged the offensive deficiencies, emphasizing the need for the team to keep working on their performance. Again, this is an up-and-down series. The Nationals, as we saw how they played against the Baltimore Orioles, they found a way to win a game against them, and people are thought, wow, this Nationals team has turned the corner. And then all of a sudden they take on the White Sox, and well, someone let the air out of the tires for the Nationals. So they have got to find a way to turn it around. They've got some pretty good pitching performances from Williams, on occasion from Corbin, two pitchers that necessarily don't have their best stuff on any given night, but have been pitching pretty well. The hitting has been disappointing, so the Nationals have got to find a way to turn things around. The Nationals face the challenge with several regular starters given a rare day off, resulting in an unconventional lineup. Despite putting base runners in scoring position multiple times, they were unable to bring any of them home. That's never a recipe for success. You put the work in to get them on, find a way to get them home. You're playing the White Sox, for God's sake. Even with numerous quality at-bats and driving up the opposing pitcher's pitch count, the Nationals were unable to capitalize on scoring opportunities. And one of the things that this team is well known for is making the most of their opportunities, generally speaking. Not necessarily the case against the White Sox, but putting players on, getting them on base, and then stealing bases. Getting bloop singles, whatever it takes to move the base runners ahead, not necessarily trying to knock it out of the park at any given moment, but they failed to do that against the White Sox, and that is one of the things they're going to have to do against the Phillies. One of their rivals out there, we need to find a way to string together some wins. That is what I know for sure. Pitcher Patrick Corbin, who has been performing well with a 3.46 ERA in his last five starts, once again found himself lacking run support. Tell me if you've heard that one before. Despite efforts to keep the team in the game, the Nationals were unable to provide the necessary offensive backing. The team now looks ahead to the upcoming series in Philadelphia, aiming to break out of their current slump. Again, that is what we're hoping for, that they can find a way to turn things around. Because, you know, you take a look at them. Last I checked, they were in third place. The White Sox, well, of course, they were in last place. On paper, it seemed like it should have been a slam dunk for the Nationals to sweep the White Sox. I mean, let's face it, there are some poor teams out there, but the White Sox are, you know, deplorable, I'm going to go ahead and say. So what they have to do is just concentrate on the next game. Let's not lick our wounds and worry too much about how they played poorly against the White Sox and get ready for the Phillies, because we know that they are a big opponent as well. All right, so coming up here after the break, what did the Nationals do with K'Bert Ruiz? They gave him a huge contract, and he's kind of underperformed ever since then. Is that a cautionary tale for future signings and extensions? I'll discuss straight ahead. Call them what you want, knee knockers, golden nuggets, thigh slappers, but our friends at Manscaped refer to them as the boys. Not every man has children, but every man is responsible for their two boys below the waist. When your little guys have more hair than they need, trust Manscaped for all your grooming dreams. Boys need love too, so join the 10 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped by going to manscaped.com and using promo code NATS for 20% off plus free shipping. You heard it here, the boys are back in town. Take care of your grooming needs with Manscaped. Their trimmers are equipped with skin-safe technology and unique features, starting with the 3.0 for basic trimming and progressing to the 4 and 5.0 for a more advanced grooming experience. Get 20% off plus free shipping with the code NATS at manscaped.com. That is promo code NATS for 20% off at manscaped.com. All right, welcome back into this edition of the Talk Nats podcast, part of the Believe Podcast Network, the Talk Nats podcast, getting you caught up on all your Nats news in 15 minutes or less. That is my statement. Talking about K'Bert Ruiz here next, and I think that, you know, we take a look at the big name players out there. K'Bert Ruiz, you take a look at CJ Abrams. We'll at some point take a look at James Wood and Dylan Cruz. And there is a fear, I think, amongst Nationals fans and potentially Mike Rizzo and people like that, that they're worried about these players being here for the long term. So what is kind of their motto here as of late is signing these players to long-term deals. K'Bert Ruiz signing a monster deal and has underperformed, well, pretty much since he signed that contract. I know there's been glimpses of greatness from K'Bert, and it kind of draws into question, was that the right thing to do? Was that the right thing to push all your chips in on a guy that, you know, kind of unproven, still a young guy in the league? It makes you wonder about the Nationals and what stance they will take on CJ Abrams, but there is a lot to learn, and hopefully K'Bert can come out of this, you know, kind of offensive desert that he's been in. Washington Nationals catcher K'Bert Ruiz has been struggling at the plate this season with a disappointing offensive slash line of 141, 186, 207. After missing 2 weeks due to illness, he has had a tough time finding his rhythm. Among the 270 major leaguers with at least 90 plate appearances this season, Ruiz ranks last with a .392 OPS. This is a stark contrast to his performance last year, where he finished with an OPS of 717, just below the MLB average. So again, that is a bit distressing, knowing that we have K'Bert here for a long time, and it also kind of stings a little bit, and a little bit of PTSD when we think about the Nationals giving Steven Strasburg a big deal and then what happened there. And then K'Bert Ruiz gets this monster deal and he's been underperforming. Is Mike Rizzo the right guy? Is he responsible? Does he know what he's doing when he signs these guys to contracts? It makes you wonder. Ruiz acknowledges the challenges he's facing and expresses the need to stay positive and keep working hard. He emphasizes the importance of making necessary adjustments and not getting too frustrated with the game. And you take a look at it, it is the offense, but not just the offense alone. There's been issues about him framing pitches, that kind of thing. Is he the right guy throwing out base stealers out there, base runners? Is he the guy to get it done? In terms of his performance, Ruiz is struggling to hit the ball with authority this season and is particularly having difficulty with fastballs. His hard hit percentage is in the bottom 10% of the league, and his numbers against fastballs have significantly dropped compared to last year. So what gives? Manager Davey Martinez believes that Ruiz needs to be more aggressive at the plate and start swinging at the right pitches. Despite a brief moment of success with a pinch-hit RBI single, Ruiz's struggles continued, leaving him and the team searching for answers. I think that's why you've seen Adams and that kind of thing in there. That at least they have an option and a good backup that hopefully he can, you know, fill in the gap if Ruiz is not going to be the guy. Both Ruiz and Martinez deny that his previous illness is the cause of his performance issue, emphasizing that he's had enough time to recover as a player expected to be a cornerstone of the Nationals' future. Ruiz remains committed to working hard and making the necessary adjustments, recognizing that it's a long season and that he needs to stay focused and positive. Again, that's true positivity, you know, projecting success. I talk about that on Locked On Capitals as well, is that, you know, if you are a Capitals fan, the struggle that Mantha had, the struggles that Ovechkin had, because they were projecting failure. So you take a look at it, there is some truth to that, into the thought process and projecting success. I think that ultimately, if you take a look at Ruiz, and he did try to, you know, take the advice of Davey Martinez and try to hit the right pitch instead of looking for the perfect pitch, I think that he would have better results. All right, I want to thank you for joining me on this edition of the Talk Nats podcast, part of the Believe Podcast Network. And I'll talk to you again next time.